Women's health needs, and especially our hormonal needs, are finally receiving the attention we've deserved for years. And Hormone Harmony, a new sponsor of SelfWork, rates as one of the top five hormonal supplement companies out there. If you're a young woman struggling with that week before your period when moods can be all over the place, and I certainly don't miss that, or older when you're so glad menopause is here, but if you're like me, you sometimes stare at yourself in the mirror and ask, where did I go? Hormone Harmony has become a phenomenon. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media, and a bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. Basically, if you breathe in and out slowly twice, that's the amount of time it takes for one more woman to understand she can reach out for help, no matter what her age, through Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SELFWORK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code SELFWORK for 15% off today. Hello and welcome to SELFWORK. I'm Dr. Margaret Rutherford, and this is a YGTG, or You Get the Gist. And today it's about something that I really want you to know about, because so many people these days are on medications for depression or anxiety that affect serotonin. And we're going to be talking about serotonin syndrome. It's a dangerous reaction to antidepressant drugs. And we're going to talk about the warning signs or what actually causes it. Serotonin is a neurotransmitter, a naturally occurring brain chemical that regulates mood and behavior. And it's one way of treating depression. But if you're taking a medication that increases serotonin too much, you could be at risk for this reaction. It usually happens when a doctor prescribes a drug that increases serotonin to a patient already on an antidepressant. We've noticed it since the 1950s, when antidepressants called monoamine oxidase inhibitors, or MAOIs, were being prescribed pretty regularly. But when drugs called SSRIs became widely used to fight depression, reports of serotonin syndrome increased. SSRIs include Prozac, Paxil. Other antidepressant drugs that increase serotonin are called SNRIs, or serotonin norepinephrine reuptake inhibitors. They include Cymbalta and Effexor. Now, obviously, if you overdose on the drug, that can cause serotonin syndrome. But it certainly can also be started if a new antidepressant is added before an old antidepressant has been completely washed out of the body. So the most common cause is adding another type of drug. This can easily happen if a patient doesn't let a doctor know about the medications they're on or some of the over-the-counter things they take. Something can lead to serotonin overload are Demerol, the cough medication dextromethorphan, drugs called triptans used for migraine, and the recreational drug ecstasy. So what happens when you get serotonin syndrome? It can be really a wide spectrum. Gastrointestinal symptoms include diarrhea and vomiting. You can have overactive reflexes and muscle spasms, high body temperature, sweating, shivering, clumsiness, tremors, and confusion. It can range from mild to actually life-threatening. So you want to really know about what to watch for. Certainly, you need to be honest with your doctor about if you've had drug exposure, if you use recreational drugs. But really, serotonin syndrome is best recognized simply by looking for it. I've had some people come into my office and they say, I've been taking my Lexapro for quite a while and all of a sudden, I don't know, I feel funny. And they look sweaty, their heart is racing, I can tell something's wrong, and I send them immediately to the emergency room. So you need to be aware of it. The people who love you need to be aware of it if you're on a drug that affects serotonin. Again, it can result in death, but that is much more rare. And the key to successful treatment is early recognition. So that's what you need to know about serotonin syndrome. Hopefully, you get the gist. Thanks for being here. Take very good care. I'm Dr. Margaret, and this has been SELFWORK.